The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, The Clear Criterion. Inshallah, today we will look at a very important account mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah concerning or involving the Israelites, another example of a lesson that people can learn from a previous community, a previous nation, how following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important, and those who try to find ways of not following or not adhering to a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequences that such people can face, an example of this. But before I mention the account, we referred to it towards the end of our last session. But as we do for every session following our routine, I would like to share with you a point of excellence regarding sending or invoking blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. One who invokes blessings upon him after the prayer, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a greater chance of that prayer being answered as per the instruction or the revelation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So let us be among those who make it part of our routine, that when we pray, after the prayer, we express some form of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is a particular invocation from the Quran and Sunnah, whether it's from a dua from the Quran. It could be something like Ayatul Kursi, for example. And then after that, we invoke blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And then we raise our hands in supplication. If we follow this way of supplication, prayer, meaning salah, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam thereafter, and ending with a supplication, a dua, we can hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we attain acceptance from His court. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to make this a part of our routine and benefit from this action of invoking blessings in favor of the best in creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Moving on to the main part of our program, I would just like to repeat the verse that I mentioned towards the end of our last session. It was verse 65 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And surely you know of those from among you who transgressed on the Sabbath. So we said to them, become rejected apes. What is this account about? It involves the Israelites and an instruction which they had been given. The Israelites were commanded to observe the Sabbath, meaning on Saturday they would refrain from all kinds of hunting or fishing or activities related to the world, and they would devote Saturday to worship. So this was an instruction or a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they were observing, and they had been observing for a number of years. But a group among them decided to do something which they thought, or in their mind, was not something opposing this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they actually did was, alongside the river, on both sides and near the banks, they decided to dig up some ditches or create openings in the ground on the Friday evening. Remember, on Saturday, they are not allowed to fish or hunt or be involved in other worldly matters. Saturday, Sabbath, they are to observe the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or devote themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this particular group among the Israelites, they thought that they were being clever and they found a way around this. So they dug these ditches alongside the river on the Friday evening. And on Saturday, they would channel or create channels linking the river to these openings in the ground or to these ditches, which would become shallow pools. So what would happen naturally with the water that would flow along these channels into these openings of, that they created in the ground, the fish would follow the water or swim within the water and eventually be trapped in these openings or ditches or shallow pools which they had created. Now, what they were actually doing was they were fishing. Fishing is not just when you literally put something baited in the water, a string or something, and pull it out once you feel something biting onto the bait. Fishing is obviously, the essence of fishing is to capture fish, or in some ways to not allow the fish to enter the water or leave a certain area or swim freely towards the river or eventually into the sea. They were doing this for a number of years. It wasn't the case of this strategy being implemented by them being something which happened for a week or so. The Mufassirun, they mentioned, according to some, they had been doing this particular deed for 40 years, and some mentioned 70 years they had been actually doing this. So ditches or openings in the ground, channeling the water on the Saturday, and when the fish would follow the water in different directions, some would become trapped in these openings in the ground, and on the Sunday they would just pick the fish up or take the fish out of the water. And in their mind, or according to them, they weren't fishing at all. They weren't actually doing what was forbidden in their mind. In the time of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam witnessed this and forbade them. He actually said, this is not allowed. What you're doing is against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not be adopting such a strategy, thinking that it does not go against the command of observing the Sabbath. It is opposing the very command of being devoted purely to worship on that day designated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the warnings of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, they still continued to do this particular deed and they did not refrain from it. Eventually, they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that their faces changed into that of monkeys, and some Mufassirun said the young among them who were doing this, their faces became faces of apes, and the elders among them, their faces or their form became that of pigs. And some narrations further elaborate and mention that they had perception. They actually still had an understanding and perception, but they could not communicate after their form had changed in this punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite the fact that they had perception, they could not articulate, they could not communicate, they began to give off a very bad smell, and due to the frustration of not being able to communicate with the people around them, eventually they lamented, and within a three-day period, they perished. It is said that they were 70,000 in number. So 70,000 people among the Israelites who did not observe the Sabbath the way they had been commanded to observe were eventually punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were given a lot of time. They were given a time to stop this deed and refrain from this action. They were warned by Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, and no doubt they were warned by the pious among that community before that, and even during the time of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, they did not listen to the truth. They were stubborn in their perception of what is right and wrong. And they were stubborn in their way or what they thought is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, all these characters are character traits or are flaws of character that unfortunately are even found today among people who claim to follow faith. People can be very selective in their following of a religion. It's like, I will follow, it seems as if people have this attitude that I will follow what I feel good about following. And is this the case in terms of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us that we are not complete in faith until we submit our desires, meaning we give preference to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over our personal desires. We can think, we can have personal inclinations, but all that is sacrificed and all that is has no meaning before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the rulings of the religion. This is the essence of faith. So unfortunately, these people, they ignored the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thought they were being clever. They were warned by a prophet of Allah, and eventually they were punished. It's interesting because in the verse following this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason why, or alludes to the reason why this account is mentioned. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So we made this account a lesson for the people of that era and their successors, and made it counsel for the pious. So these accounts of the Quran, this account and other accounts like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular in this case mentions that the purpose of this is that people learn a lesson from it. What lessons do we learn? That when a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given, a clear instruction, it is to be followed. And one should not look at stratagems or strategies that oppose that very command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that command of the religion. If people resort to such an action, there is a danger that they may face consequences that are bad for them. And in this case, the Israelites were punished. They were eventually warned after a period of time, but they did not heed to the advice and they were punished ultimately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing that it's counsel for the pious. What is the wisdom in such an expression, or what is one wisdom behind this expression? You see, when it comes to counsel and advice, advice is beneficial to those who open their hearts to accept it. Advice is beneficial for those who want to accept advice, not stubborn people, not people who are rebellious. The Quran and Sunnah is full. The Quran is full of statements of advice. The Hadith tradition is full of statements of advice. But if hearts are not open to accepting this advice, or hearts not open to acting in accordance with this advice, then this advice, people will not benefit from it. Benefit from it through piety. When one drives for piety or wants to become virtuous, then he or she will open his heart or her heart and accept the instruction, the counsel from the Quran and Sunnah. This is the key point. The advice is there. When people say, I don't know what to do, how can I become better in life? How can I become a better believer in life? Such questions can simply be answered by, at least follow the clear obligations in the religion. Let's start with that. Let's start with our prayers. 5 daily prayers. Let's start with adopting good character. We know what good character is because good character and good social etiquette is something which even people who don't follow religion, they have a civil kind of understanding, or they have a level of civility, especially if they claim to be among the well-mannered or those who've been raised well. They express that they follow principles. So do we follow principles? Are we showing a moral consistency in our deeds? Meaning, we speak the truth, we uphold the truth, we are generous, We don't have bad feelings, ill feelings towards other people. We are helpful. We're accessible to others. We listen to others. We try to resolve issues for others. We're selfless. This and a lot more. These elements fall into good character. Are we trying to strive? Are we trying to achieve any of these things or make any of these qualities better in ourselves? This is the question we should be asking ourselves. So coming back to this point, this account, accounts like this in the Quran, are a lesson which is truly understood, or such a lesson is truly understood by those who open their hearts to the understanding required. The next verses introduce a very famous, or the famous, account of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will try to cover the verses first and the translation, and then in time we will try to look at the whole account or different parts of the account in our session today. And if we're able to do it all today, then that's fine. Otherwise, we will continue with this, inshallah, in our next session. In terms of the verses of the Quran which introduce the account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. And remember when Musa said to his nation, indeed, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. So they said, are you mocking us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa said, I seek the protection of Allah from this, that I become among the ignorant. قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ. They said, supplicate to your Lord for us that He may clearly state for us what kind of cow it is. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِدٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ. He said, Allah says it is a cow which is neither old nor very young. عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Rather, it should be between these states. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُعْمَرُونَ. So do as you are being commanded. So far, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed how Prophet Musa alayhi salam told his nation that they were to sacrifice a cow. And the nation is asking Prophet Musa alayhi salam about that cow, what kind of cow it should be. And Musa alayhi salam is responding to them by mentioning some of the characteristics or qualities of that particular cow. Why is this happening, or why have the Israelites, or why were the Israelites rather, commanded to sacrifice a cow, and why are they asking all these questions? We'll be covering this shortly, just following on from these verses, completing this conversation or dialogue between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and the Israelites. We continue. قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. They said, supplicate to your Lord for us that He may clarify for us its color. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِئٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. He said, Allah says it is a yellow cow, vibrant in tone, pleasing to observers. قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ. They said, supplicate to your Lord for us that He clearly tells us what it is like. إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. They said, because no doubt the cow has become unclear to us. If Allah wills, then we shall certainly attain guidance. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُصِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثِ. Musa said, Allah says it is a cow that is neither used to plow the land nor used to irrigate crops. مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا. Completely faultless, without blemish. قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ. They replied, now you have brought us the clear truth. Or now you have brought the clear truth. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They then sacrificed the cow, although they were not near to doing it. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam commanded his people that they are to sacrifice a cow, and the Israelites kept on asking questions about what kind of cow it is, the qualities of the cow. Then they were told the age, some qualities related to its behavior, its color finally. And in the end, they were clear on which cow they were to sacrifice. Why did this happen and what did this refer to? There was an incident in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, where a rich man by the name, according to Mufassirun, some Mufassirun, his name was Amil, he was murdered by his uncle's son, his first cousin, for his inheritance. Because he was a rich man, his cousin murdered him, took his life, and then placed his body in another area or in another settlement, and then claimed that he was the close relative of the deceased, so he deserves the blood money as well as the inheritance which he would naturally receive as being next of kin. So this dispute had been raised, or this issue had been raised in the court of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. This was an issue that had come to light, and it was, the circumstances were such that it led to this command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a cow is to be slaughtered, and then part of that cow would be taken, and the deceased or the dead body would be struck by this, and the dead body or the deceased would be resurrected and would reveal what had happened or what the reality of the whole matter is. Now, this whole instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to the Israelites through Prophet Musa alayhi salam was so unique, and the initial response of the Israelites was such that they actually, as the verses mentioned, they actually questioned Prophet Musa alayhi salam, saying, "Are you mocking us? No, we have an issue here, and you are telling us that a cow is to be sacrificed, and a part of that cow, the dead body will be struck with a part of that cow, and it will miraculously speak, and the deceased, after being resurrected for that moment, would reveal exactly what happened to him, and then justice would be established." So they were, first they were questioning Prophet Musa alayhi salam about the validity in their eyes or in their opinion of this whole action, this whole instruction. Are we really, seriously, do you want us to do this? And Prophet Musa alayhi salam reminded them that he is not someone who mocks or jokes about matters of this seriousness. If he is saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a command or an instruction, it is as he is saying. And this is also, or this was also a reminder to the Israelites that the Prophets alayhim wasalam, they do not have this in their character, that they would say such things, or say, Allah forbid, they would never say matters or instruct matters that are untrue in jest or as a joke. Today, joking is almost synonymous to lying, meaning a joke or humor must involve some kind of lying element or untrue element or exaggerated element. This is not allowed in Sharia. This is still lying, or it's an exaggeration or a false statement. In Sharia, as in terms of following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, humor is not offensive and it is truthful. It is stating the truth, and sometimes the way the truth is spoken can be light-hearted. So it's very important to understand this. Anyway, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam convinced them that he was giving them the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Israelites realized this was not a joking matter, this was actually a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they began to question Prophet Musa alayhi salam about the cow and all its characteristics, even though if they had just followed the simple command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have got to the desired outcome. But no, they decided that they wanted to ask question after question after question, and this made matters more difficult for them. How difficult were matters for them, and who did this involve, and which other people benefited from this whole situation? I will, inshallah, share this with you in our next session, where we will go through the remaining part of this story, the lessons of this story, and why following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without questioning matters is important, and what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said about excessive questioning in our religion. And in the religions of the past, those who followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He stated them, succeeded. And those who questioned, who tried to give their own opinions or brought fabrications into the discussions, they ultimately faced losses. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our good intentions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us all to follow His instructions, follow His commands as He has stated them, without questioning them, so that we succeed in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.